The readings of the day of Wednesday of the Holy Pascha week. May its blessings be with us all. Amen. The readings of the first hour. From the book of Exodus. Now all the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the wilderness of Sin, according to their encampments and by the word of the Lord, and camped in Rephidim. But there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore the people contended with Moses, saying, "Give us water that we may drink." Moses then said to them, "Why do you contend with me? Why do you tempt the Lord?" Thus the people thirsted there for water, and the people complained against Moses and said, "Why is it you brought us up out of Egypt to kill us, our children and our cattle with thirst?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go before this people and take with you some of the elders of Israel. Also take in your hand the rod with which you struck the river and go. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock in Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water will come out of it, so the people may drink." So Moses did so before the children of Israel. Thus he called the name of that place Temptation and Abuse, because of the abusive language of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Proverbs. Trust in God with all your heart, and do not exalt your own wisdom. In all your ways know wisdom, that she may cut a straight path for you, and your foot will not stumble. Do not rely on your own discernment, but fear God, and turn away from every evil. Then there shall be healing for your body and care for your bones. Honor the Lord from your righteous labors, and offer him the first fruits from the fruits of your righteousness, that your storehouses may be filled with abundance of grain, and your wine presses may gush with wine. My son, do not despise the instruction of the Lord, neither grow weary under his reproof. For whom the Lord loves, he instructs, and chastises every son he receives. Blessed is a man who finds wisdom, and a mortal who sees discernment, for the profits gained from wisdom are better than the treasures of gold and silver, and wisdom is more valuable than precious stones. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Hosea. Then Ephraim went to the Assyrians and sent ambassadors to King Jareb, but he could not heal you, and your pain shall in no way cease from you. Wherefore I am as a panther to Ephraim, and as a lion to the house of Judah. So I will grasp and go away, and I will take, and there shall be none to rescue. I will go and return to my place until they are destroyed, and then they shall seek my face. In their affliction they shall seek me early, saying, "Let us go and return to the Lord our God, for he has grasped and will heal us. He will smite and plug the wound with lint. After 2 days he will heal us. In the third day we shall rise and live before him. Let us know, let us pursue, that we might know the Lord. We shall find him ready as the daybreak, and he will come to us as the early and latter rain to the earth." Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the Wisdom of Sirach. To fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. She is created with the faithful in the womb. She rained down knowledge and discerning comprehension, and he exalted the glory of those who held her fast. Unrighteous anger cannot be justified, for a man's anger tips the scale to his ruin. A patient man will endure until the right moment, and then joy will burst forth from him. He will hide his words until the right moment, and the lips of many will tell of his good sense. In the treasuries of wisdom are wise sayings, but godliness is an abomination to a sinner. If you desire wisdom, keep the commandments, and the Lord will supply it for you. Do not disobey the fear of the Lord. Do not approach him with a divided mind. Be not a hypocrite in men's sight, and keep watch over your lips. Do not exalt yourself lest you fall, and thus bring dishonor upon yourself. The Lord will reveal your secrets. My son, if you come forward to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for temptation. For gold is tested in the fire, and acceptable men in the furnace of humiliation. You who fear the Lord, wait for his mercy, and turn not aside lest you fall. Consider the ancient generations and see, whoever trusted in the Lord and was put to shame, or whoever persevered in the fear of the Lord and was forsaken, or whoever called upon him and was overlooked. Woe to timid hearts and to slack hands, and to the sinner who walks along two ways. Woe to you who have lost your endurance, What will you do when the Lord punishes you? Those who fear the Lord will not disobey his words, and those who love him will be filled with the law. O son, help your father in his old age. My son, perform your tasks in meekness. Then you will be loved by those whom God accepts. Whoever loves danger will perish by it. A stubborn mind will be burdened by troubles, and the sinner will heap sin upon sin. The affliction of the proud has no healing, for a plant of wickedness has taken root in him. The mind of the intelligent man will ponder a parable, and an attentive ear is the wise man's desire. Water extinguishes a blazing fire, so almsgiving atones for sin. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A homily of our Father Avashenuda the Archimandrite. I tell you this and confirm it. Do not imagine that after cutting the wheat from the chaff, that the sinners will have relief. I say to you that according to the testimony of the books. As for the angels and archangels, they will remain silent. So also will the saints be. And the judgment of God will be decisive and final in the day where they pick out the sinners from the righteous. The time when the sinners are thrown into the hearth of burning fire. Does God need a counselor or a companion to be advised like a man? What may God forget that someone else may remember? Or can you ask God about anything else other than these words? That it may be said in one voice, Your rules are just, O Lord, who rewards everyone according to his deeds. It is not us who would remind God of these things, it is rather he, the Father of all mercies, who remembers. We conclude the homily of our Father Avashenuda the Archimandrite.
A Psalm of David. That you may be justified in your words and overcome when you are judged. The Lord scatters abroad the counsels of the nations, and he sets aside the reasoning of peoples. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. John. But some of them went away to the Pharisees and told them the things Jesus did. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered a council and said, What shall we do? For this man works many signs. If we let him alone like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and nation. And one of them, Caiaphas, being high priest that year, said to them, You know nothing at all, nor do you consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and not that the whole nation should perish. Now this he did not say on his own authority, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation, and not for that nation only, but also that he would gather together in one the children of God who were scattered abroad. Then, from that day on, they plotted to put him to death. Therefore, Jesus no longer walked openly among the Jews, but went from there into the country near the wilderness, to a city called Ephraim, and there remained with his disciples. And the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went from the country up to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. Then they sought Jesus and spoke among themselves as they stood in the temple. What do you think, that he will not come to the feast? Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees had given a command that if anyone knew where he was, he should report it that they might seize him. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the third hour. From the book of Exodus. Thus when Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them by way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, Lest perhaps the people change their minds when they see war and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by way of the desert to the Red Sea. And in the fifth generation, the children of Israel went up from the land of Egypt. Now Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had placed the children of Israel under solemn oath, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry out my bones from here with you. So they took their journey from Succoth and camped in Etham by the desert. Moreover, God led them by day in a pillar of cloud to show them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire. Thus the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night did not depart from before all the people. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the Wisdom of Sirach. He who teaches a fool is like one who glues pottery together, or like trying to arouse one from a sound sleep. He who tells something to a fool tells it to a drowsy man, and at the end he will say, What is it? Children live honestly and have wherewithal, they shall cover the baseness of their parents. But children, being haughty, through disdain and want of nurture, stain the nobility of their kindred. Weep for a dead man, for he left the light behind, but weep over a fool, for he left intelligence behind. Weep gladly for a dead man, because he is at rest, but the life of the fool is worse than death. Mourning for a dead man lasts 7 days, but mourning for a fool or an ungodly man lasts all his life. Do not hold a conversation with a fool, and do not visit with a senseless man. Beware of him so as to avoid trouble, and you will not be defiled when he shakes himself off. Stay away from him, and you will find rest and not be exhausted by his insanity. What will be heavier than lead? And what will be his name but fool? Sand, salt, and a piece of iron are easier to bear than a senseless man. A wooden beam bound together in a building will not be broken loose in an earthquake. So a heart strengthened by reasonable counsel will not be afraid in a crisis. A heart settled on intelligent thought is like a plaster decoration on a smooth wall. As fences set on a high place will not stand firm against the wind, so a cowardly heart in the thought of a fool cannot stand firm against any kind of fear. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the Book of Job. Even if he should gather silver as dust and prepare gold as clay, all these things shall the righteous gain, and the true-hearted shall possess his wealth. And his house is gone like moths and like a spider's web. The rich man shall lie down and shall not continue. He has opened his eyes, and he is no more. Pains have come upon him as water, and darkness has carried him away by night. For there is a place for the silver where it comes, and a place for the gold where it is refined. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the Book of Proverbs. My son, let our speech be fixed in your heart. Keep our commandments, forget them not, and do not neglect the speech of my mouth. And forsake it not, and it shall cleave to you. Love it, and it shall keep you. Secure it, and it shall exalt you. Honor it, that it may embrace you, that it may give unto your head a crown of grace, and may cover you with a crown of delight. Hear, my son, and receive my words, and the years of your life shall be increased, that the resources of your life may be many. For I teach you the ways of wisdom, and I cause you to go in right paths. For when you go, your steps shall not be hindered, and when you run, you shall not be distressed. Take hold of my instruction, do not let it go, but keep it for yourself, for your life. Go not in the ways of the ungodly, neither covet the ways of transgressors. In whatever place they shall pitch their camp, do not go there, but turn from them and pass away. For they cannot sleep unless they have done evil. Their sleep is taken away, and they rest not. For these live upon the bread of ungodliness and are drunken with the wine of transgression. But the ways of the righteous shine like light. They go on and shine until the day has fully come. But the ways of the ungodly are like darkness. They know not how they stumble. My son, attend to my speech and incline your ear to my words, that your fountains may not fail you. Keep them in your heart. For they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with the utmost care, for out of these are the issues of life. Remove from you a deceitful mouth, and put far away from you unjust lips. Let your eyes look right on, and let your eyelids assent to just things. Make straight paths for your feet, and order your ways rightly. Turn not aside to the right hand nor to the left, but turn away your foot from an evil way. For God knows the way on the right hand, but those on the left are crooked, and he will make your way straight, and will guide your steps in peace. My son, attend to my wisdom, and incline your ear to my words, that you may keep good understanding, and the discretion of my lips gives you a charge. Give no heed to a worthless woman, for honey drops from the lips of a harlot, who for a season pleases your palate, but afterwards you will find her more bitter than gall, and sharper than a two-edged sword. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A Psalm of David. And if he comes to see us, he speaks in vain. His heart gathered lawlessness to itself. Blessed is he who understands the poor and needy. The Lord will deliver him in an evil day. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Luke. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called Passover. And the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. Then Satan entered Judas, surnamed Iscariot, who was numbered among the 12. So he went his way and conferred with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him to them. And they were glad and agreed to give him money, So he promised and saw opportunity to betray him to them in the absence of the multitude. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the sixth hour. From the book of Exodus. Then Moses said to the people, "Be of good courage. Stand still and see the Lord's salvation which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why do you cry to me? Tell the children of Israel to go forward. Now lift up your rod and stretch out your hand over the sea and divide it, and let the children of Israel go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. I indeed will harden Pharaoh's heart and all the Egyptians, and they will go in after them, so that I will be glorified in Pharaoh and over all his army, his chariots and his horses. Then the Egyptians will know I am the Lord, when I am glorified upon Pharaoh, his chariots and his horses." Now the angel of God who went before the camp of Israel moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud also went from before them and stood behind them. So it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel, and the night passed. But there was such darkness and blackness, they did not come near one another all that night. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord carried back the sea by a strong south wind all that night, and made the sea dry ground. Thus the waters were divided. So the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea on the dry ground, and the waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. Then the Egyptians pursued and went after them into the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and horsemen. Now it came to pass in the morning watch, the Lord looked down upon the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud, and he troubled the army of the Egyptians. He bound the axles of their chariot wheels and caused them to proceed with difficulty. And the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, so the waters may come back upon the Egyptians on their chariots and their riders." So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. And when the morning appeared, the sea returned to its full depth, while the Egyptians were trying to flee. But the Lord shook off the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Then the waters returned and covered their chariots, the horsemen, and all of Pharaoh's army that came into the sea after them. Not so much as one of them remained. But the children of Israel walked on dry ground in the midst of the sea. The waters were a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. So the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Thus Israel saw the Lord's mighty hand and the things he did to the Egyptians. Therefore the people feared the Lord and believed God and his servant Moses. Now Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to God and spoke, saying, "Let us sing to the Lord, for he is greatly glorified." Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Isaiah. "Hear these words, you house of Jacob, who are called by the name of Israel, and have come forth out of Judah, who swear by the name of the Lord God of Israel, making mention of it, but not with truth, nor with righteousness, maintaining also the name of the holy city, and staying themselves on the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is his name. The former things I have already declared, and they that have proceeded out of my mouth, and it became well known. I wrought suddenly, and the events came to pass. I know that you are stubborn, and your neck is an iron sinew, and your forehead bronze. And I told you of old what would be before it came upon you. I made it known to you, lest you should say, 'My idols have done it for me,' and should say, 'My graven and molten images have commanded me.' You have heard all this, but you have not known. Yet I have made known to you the new things from henceforth. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen."
A reading from the Wisdom of Sirach. "My children, hear the teaching of my mouth, for he who keeps it will not be conquered. A sinner will be overtaken by his lips, and a slanderer and arrogant man will be made to stumble by them. Do not accustom your mouth to vows, or make a habit of using the name of the Holy One. For as a servant who is continually beaten will not lack bruises, so also he who makes a vow and continually names the Holy One will never be cleansed from sin. A man who swears many oaths will be filled with lawlessness, and that plague will not depart from his house. If he offends, his sin will be on him, and if he overlooks it, he has sinned doubly. If he swears in vain, he will not be declared righteous, for his house will be filled with trouble. There is a way of speaking comparable to death. May it not be found in the inheritance of Jacob. For all these things will be far from the ungodly, and they will not be involved in sins. Do not accustom your mouth to lewd expressions, for this is sinful speech. Remember your father and mother when you sit in council with great men, lest you forget yourself in their presence and by habit act foolishly. Then you will wish you had never been born, and you will curse the day of your birth. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A Psalm of David. For behold, your enemies made a noise, and those who hate you raised up their heads. For they plotted together in unity, they established a covenant against you. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. John. Then 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. Then Mary took a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. But one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, who would betray him, said, "Why was this fragrant oil not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" This he said not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief, and had the money box, and he used to take what was put in it. But Jesus said, "Let her alone. She has kept this for the day of my burial. For the poor you have with you always, but me you do not have always." And glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the ninth hour. From the book of Genesis. Now Abraham was old, well advanced in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. So Abraham said to the oldest servant of his house, who ruled over all that he had, "Put your hand under my thigh, and I will make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that you will not take a wife for my son Isaac from the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell. But you shall go to my land where I was born, and to my tribe, and take from there a wife for my son Isaac." And the servant said to him, "Perhaps the woman will not be willing to follow me to this land. Must I then take your son back to the land you came from?" But Abraham said to him, "Beware that you do not take my son back there. The Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, who took me from my father's house and from the land where I was born, and who spoke to me and swore to me, saying, 'To you and your seed I give this land,' he will send his angel before you, and you shall take a wife for my son from there. And if the woman is not willing to follow you, then you will be released from this oath. Only do not take my son back there." So the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham his lord, and swore to him concerning this matter. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A reading from the book of Numbers. Now the children of Israel, the whole congregation, came into the desert of Sin in the first month, and the people stayed in Kadesh. And Miriam died and was buried there, but there was no water for the congregation. So they gathered together against Moses and Aaron. So the people scoffed at Moses and spoke, saying, "Would we had died in the destruction of our brethren before the Lord. Why have you brought up the Lord's congregation into this desert to kill us and our cattle? Why did you also bring us up out of Egypt to bring us to this evil place, a place where nothing is sown, neither figs, nor vines, nor pomegranates, nor is there any water to drink?" So Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the congregation to the door of the tabernacle of testimony and fell on their faces. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to them. The Lord then spoke to Moses, saying, "Take the rod, and you and your brother Aaron gather the congregation together. Speak to the rock before them, and it will give its waters. Thus you shall bring them water out of the rock, and give drink to the congregation and their cattle." So Moses took the rod from before the Lord as the Lord ordered him. Then Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said to them, "Hear me, you disobedient ones. Must we bring water for you out of this rock?" Moses then lifted his hand and struck the rock twice with his rod, and water came out abundantly, and the congregation and the cattle drank. But the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not believe me to sanctify me before the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this congregation into the land I am giving them. This was the water of contention, because the children of Israel scoffed before the Lord, and he was sanctified among them. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Proverbs. My son, do not let the ungodly lead you astray, and do not consent if they invite you, saying, "Come with us, take part in bloodshed, and let us hide a righteous man in the earth unjustly, and let us swallow him, just as Hades does the living, and let us take away his remembrance from the earth. Let us seize his valuable property, and let us fill our houses with spoils. Cast your lot with us, and let us acquire a common bag. Let there be one purse for us. Do not walk in the way with them, but turn away your foot from their paths, for their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed blood. For nets are not spread before birds for no reason, for those who participate in murder store up evils for themselves, and evil is the destruction of lawless men. These are the ways of all who accomplish lawless things, for they take away their own soul in ungodliness. Wisdom sings in the streets, she moves boldly in the squares. She preaches on high city walls and sits at the gates of the lords. At the gates of the city, she boldly says, "So long a time as the simple hold fast to righteousness, they shall not be ashamed." But those without discernment, since they are desirous of arrogance and are become ungodly, they hate perception and are become subject to reproofs. Behold, I shall bring forth upon you the utterance of my breath, and I shall teach you my word. Since I called, but you did not obey, and spoke at length, but you paid no attention, but made my counsels invalid, and were not persuaded by my reproofs, consequently I will laugh at your annihilation, and will exult when ruin comes to you, and when confusion reaches you unaware, and overthrow comes like a whirlwind, and when tribulation and anguish come to you, and when destruction comes to you. For it shall be, when you shall call upon me, I will not listen to you. Evil men will seek me, but not find me, for they hate wisdom, and choose not the fear of the Lord. Neither do they wish to follow my counsels, but despise my reproofs. Therefore they shall eat the fruits of their own way, and be filled with their own ungodliness. For since they wrong the simple, they shall be killed, and a close examination shall destroy the ungodly. But he who obeys me shall dwell in hope, and shall be at rest without fear from every evil. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Isaiah. Has the hand of the Lord no power to save? Or has he made his ear heavy so that he should not hear? Nay, your iniquities separate between you and God, and because of your sins has he turned away his face from you, so as not to have mercy upon you. For your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with sins. Your lips also have spoken iniquity, and your tongue meditates unrighteousness. None speaks justly, neither is there true judgment. They trust in vanities and speak empty words, for they conceive trouble and bring forth iniquity. They have hatched viper's eggs and weave a spider's web, and he that is going to eat of their eggs, having crushed an addled egg, has found also in it a basilisk. Their web shall not become a garment, nor shall they at all clothe themselves with their works, for their works are works of iniquity, and their feet run to wickedness and are swift to shed blood. Their thoughts also are thoughts of murder, destruction, and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace they know not. Neither is there judgment in their ways, for their paths by which they go are crooked, and they know not peace. Therefore has judgment departed from them, and righteousness shall not overtake them. While they waited for light, darkness came upon them. While they waited for brightness, they walked in perplexity. They shall feel for the wall as blind men, and shall feel for it as if they had no eyes. And they shall feel at noonday as at midnight. They shall groan as dying men. They shall proceed together as a bear and as a dove. We have waited for judgment, and there is no salvation. It is gone far from us. For our iniquity is great before you, and our sins have risen up against us. For our iniquities are in us, and we know our unrighteous deeds. We have sinned and dealt falsely and revolted from our God. We have spoken unrighteous words and have been disobedient. We have conceived and uttered from our heart unrighteous words, and we have turned back judgment, and righteousness has departed afar off. For truth is consumed in their ways, and they could not pass by a straight path. And truth has been taken away, and they have turned aside their mind from understanding. And the Lord saw it, and it pleased him not that there was no judgment. And he looked, and there was no man, and he observed, and there was none to help. So he defended them with his arm, and established them with his mercy, And he put on righteousness as a breastplate and placed the helmet of salvation on his head. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
From the book of Zechariah. And the Canaanites, the sheep that are kept for me, shall know that it is the word of the Lord. And I will say to them, If it is good in your eyes, give me my price, or refuse it. And they weighed for my price 30 pieces of silver. And the Lord said to me, Drop them into the furnace, and I will see if it is good metal, as I was proved for their sakes. And I took the 30 pieces of silver and cast them into the furnace in the house of the Lord. And I cast away my second rod, even line, that I might break the possession between Judah and Israel. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A homily of our father, Abba Shenouda, the Archimandrite. Let me tell you about two things. All those for whom heaven rejoiced for their repentance while still on earth, they will never see sadness or suffering at that place. All those for whom heaven never rejoiced for being not repented while still on earth, they will never see happiness or comfort at that place. Till when will you be lazy, you man? I urged you, shed tears for your soul as long as your tears are acceptable. Moreover, if you had done deeds requiring repentance with tears, weep for your soul by yourself, for the saints are weeping with you for the salvation of your soul. Blessed is he who sheds tears for his soul here, as he will avoid the everlasting weeping and gnashing of teeth, and he will rejoice a heavenly joy. Let us awake, my beloved, before the door of repentance is closed, and when we knock, we hear that he does not know us. We will hear all that if we keep sinning. We conclude the homily of our father, Abba Shenouda, the Archimandrite.
A Psalm of David. My enemies shall speak evil things against me. Against me they devise evils for me. And if he comes to see us, he speaks in vain. His heart gathered lawlessness to itself. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Then the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders of the people assembled at the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and plotted to take Jesus by trickery and kill him. But they said, Not during the feast, lest there be an uproar among the people. And when Jesus was in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him, having an alabaster flask of very costly fragrant oil, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. But when his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, Why this waste? For this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor. But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with you always, but me you do not have always. For in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial. Assuredly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, What are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you? And they counted out to him 30 pieces of silver. So from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
The readings of the 11th hour. From the book of Isaiah. Therefore thus says the Lord, Behold, lay for the foundations of Zion a costly stone, a chosen and precious cornerstone for its foundations, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. I will also cause judgment to be for hope, and my mercy to be for a standard. The sudden blast of wind will not pass by you who trust vainly in falsehood, except it also take away your covenant of death. Your hope in Hades will also not stand when the rushing storm passes through, for you will be beaten down by it. When it passes through, it will take you, for morning by morning it will pass through by day, and by night there will be an evil hope. Learn to listen, you in difficult straits. We cannot fight, and we ourselves are too weak to gather ourselves together. As the mountain of the ungodly will rise up and be in the valley of Gibeon, he will do his deeds in anger, a work of bitterness. His anger will behave strangely, and his bitterness will be strange. So do not be glad, neither let your bands become strong, because I heard from the Lord of hosts the things he will perform upon all the earth. Give ear and hear my voice, listen and hear my words. Will the plowman plow all day? or will he prepare the seed before he cultivates the ground? When he levels its surface, does he not then sow the small black cumin, and afterwards sow the wheat, the barley, and the one-seeded wheat in your borders? So you will be chastised by the judgment of your God and be gladdened by it. For the black cumin is not cleansed with harshness, nor will the wheel of a wagon roll over the cumin, but the black cumin is threshed with a stick, and the cumin will be eaten with bread. For I will not be angry with you forever, nor will the voice of my bitterness trample you underfoot. These signs came forth from the Lord of hosts. Glory be to the Holy Trinity. Amen.
A homily of our Father Ava Severus. Brethren, I remind you the admonition concerning the sinner and those who reject the law and the commandments of life. Because our Lord warned them, saying, "Stay away from me and into eternal fire." What comfort do they expect? There is the valley of tears, the tears that can bring no comfort. Who can intercede for the sinners in that day, when all the angels, cherubims and seraphims, keep quiet, and neither the righteous nor the saints can intercede for mankind? The whole creation will be silent, and the whole world will be under the divine judgment. This is the time of harvest. This is the time to pull the net ashore to sort the good fish from the bad ones. This is the day when the sinners will be told, "Go dwell in hell forever." We conclude the homily of our Holy Father Ava Severus.
A Psalm of David. Heal me, O Lord, for my bones are troubled, and my soul is greatly troubled. Turn not your face from your child, for I am afflicted. Hear me speedily. Alleluia. From the Gospel according to St. John. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Therefore the people who stood by and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself. This he said, signifying by what death he would die. The people answered him, we have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. And how can you say, the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man? Then Jesus said to them, a little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. Glory be to God forever. Amen.